This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey. Coming up, the fundamental meaning of religion. Help. Help. But first, last night in the Gulf Coast port of Pascagoula, Mississippi, a native son came home to try to save his standing as leader of the Senate Republicans. Trent Lott's appearance at a press conference came 8 days and several apologies after he caused a storm of criticism by praising the 1948 presidential bid of Strom Thurmond, who ran on a segregationist platform. NPR's David Wellna has this report.
It was the day after President Bush had publicly rebuked the man who's to become Senate Majority Leader in January, saying, quote, "Recent comments by Senator Lott do not reflect the spirit of our country." Washington was abuzz with speculation about how much longer Lott might last in his leadership post. So Lott ended a vacation in the Florida Keys to meet the press last night and respond to widespread doubts about his commitment to civil rights.
Segregation is a stain on our nation's soul. There's no other way to describe it. It represents one of the lowest moments in our nation's history, and we can never forget that.
As for the remark last week that plunged Lott into hot water, he sought to portray it as well-meaning.
It was just an effort to encourage an old elderly gentleman to feel good on that occasion of his 100th birthday. So there were no venal thoughts in my mind.
The Republican leader did admit, though, that he had no idea his words would anger so many people.
You know, I was surprised, and that shows you where I've done wrong. I mean, I obviously had a blind spot. I was insensitive in the words I chose or the extra phrase I added.
That was the phrase about had the entire nation elected Thurmond instead of Harry Truman, quote, "We wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years." Lott did not explain which problems he was referring to, but he did offer his deepest mea culpa to date.
I apologize for opening old wounds and hurting many Americans who feel so deeply in this area. I take full responsibility for my remarks. I can't say it was prepared remarks. As a matter of fact, I was winging it. I was too much into the moment. But I only hope that people will find it in their heart to forgive me for that grievous mistake on that occasion.
But when a reporter asked Lott about growing calls for him to step down as Republican leader, his tone shifted from contrite to defiant.
No senator has spoken to me about the possibility of me stepping down directly, publicly or privately, certainly not any Republican senator. A lot of senators have called to say they're praying for me, to offer suggestions and ideas of what we could do to, have something positive come out of all of this. But, you know, I'm not about to resign for an accusation that I'm something I'm not.
Lott said he's spoken with more than 50 senators about his situation, and he also portrayed the president's public scolding of him Thursday as having been coordinated with the White House.
I did receive a call, and his remarks were read to me. I said, that sounds fine. They were terrible words. I apologized, and rightly so. That's what he said. And I talked to him after his trip to Philadelphia yesterday. And we have a very close relationship, and we talked about it. And, it was a very positive conversation.
But Lott's support from the White House may depend on how well he's able to rehabilitate his image. Lott announced last night that early next week he'll take part in an hour-long program on black entertainment television. For some Republican colleagues, Lott's words last night went over well. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said, quote, "I believe the American people will accept his apology and want us now to move forward together." But the Congressional Black Caucus repeated its earlier call for a formal censure of Lott. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.